It's Friday of the second week of Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Our Roman station today is San Vitalis. San Vitalis was an ancient martyr, perhaps a soldier who was racked to death near Ravenna, maybe in the time of the Emperor Marcus Aurelius. Another story has him being buried alive, and, you know, of course, both could have happened. Martyrs often had terrible ends as their tormentors tried to kill them in creative ways. Tradition has it that he was the father of Saints Gervasius and Protasius, martyrs in Milan whose relics were discovered by St. Ambrose. This church was built at the site of a shrine to the martyrs that had been made by a Roman matron named Vestina. Innocent the First, who died in 417, then dedicated it to St. Vitalis. And the church was the last in the list of the ancient tituli. By the way, there are still titular churches in Rome. And this was the titular church of St. John Fisher, Bishop of Rochester, who was made a cardinal before he was martyred for the faith by the murderous Henry VIII of England. St. Gregory the Great also associated San Vitale as the station church and associated it with widows, who in the ancient church had their own order, like virgins and gravediggers. When you visit the church in Rome off the Via Nazionale, you could go down many stairs in order to reach the porch that was added to the church later. The descent shows you how far down below the surface many ancient things are in Rome. The Epistle and Gospel in the Vetus Ordo have Joseph being cast into the pit by his brothers, and also the parable of the Lord about the son of the man who owned the vineyard, who was slain by the wicked servants. Both foreshadow the passion and death of the Lord, a death in which St. Vitalis, as a martyr, reflected in his own moment of final perseverance. So the readings today explore also the sins of jealousy or envy. Last year we were listening to the insights of Cardinal Richelieu, so let's turn to Father Patrick Troadec. 4 weeks separate us from Good Friday. The Church proposes to her children the meditation of two episodes from Holy Scripture which foretell the sufferings of the Savior, the rejection he will endure from his own people, and the salvation he will bring to souls of goodwill. The passage from the Old Testament presents Joseph, the beloved child of Jacob, sold by his brothers for a few pieces of silver. Later on, in Egypt, he becomes the Savior of his people, who were reduced to famine. He is a figure of Christ himself. The son of the master of the vineyard in the gospel parable of today is likewise an image of our Lord. Beloved son of the Father, he too will be sold and handed over to pagans. By his death and his resurrection, he will become the Savior of his people and of the entire world. The good thief will understand this, while the bad thief will remain obstinately in the darkness, along with the majority of the Jews who followed the Pharisees, to whom Jesus Christ says today, "The kingdom of God will be taken from you, and shall be given to a nation yielding the fruits thereof." We have the immense grace of being part of that nation called to yield fruits. The Catholic Church is our mother. It is up to each one of us to be a worthy representative of her by learning to welcome Jesus, to submit ourselves to his law, and to take our share of his cross. Let us also take from these two episodes of Holy Scripture that it is out of envy that Joseph was sold by his brothers, and that the high priests and the ancients handed Jesus over to Pilate. Let us therefore be determined to avoid this defect in ourselves at all cost, if we do not want to fall into the same blindness. Lord Jesus, help me to accept with generosity the trials of the present life, to yield fruits in abundance, and to avoid sins of jealousy, so as to come to the beautiful feast of Easter with a purified heart.